stand before you in fear tonight with a message that the Lord has given me to share. I have no ability, but all the Lord requires is that I be available. There's been in our country from time to time animals that have become extinct. Almost none of them left. And there's a great drive put out to build up the stock again. Punishments, should you continue to kill them. I was looking on the internet this evening about the bald eagle. Just a bird. But you can serve 5 years in jail if you kill it. Think about a verse that says in Romans, they worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. How is it that we live in a time today? I can serve 5 years in jail for killing a bird, and yet we have legalized abortion. There's something else that is on the endangered list tonight, a far greater value than a bird. It is the fear of God. Have you ever heard this statement? As we near the end of time, the Spirit of the Lord is going to be lifting from the earth. I've heard that before, and I've said in myself, there's no way it's true. I would hate to be living here at a time when the Spirit of the Lord was gone. A couple verses that I thought of in John, it says, he that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Another one it is, ye shall seek me and you'll find me when you search for me with all your heart. So I want to tell you tonight, to the searching soul, to the honest soul, there will always be the Spirit of the Lord to deal. As long as eternity has not started, there will be opportunity. But I want to tell you, the other side is also true. It says in Genesis, in the 6th chapter, and in the 3rd verse, the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. My spirit shall not always strive with man. What caused God to say that? I'm thinking of a song that says, lest slighted, grieved, he leave thee bound. A danger. It tells us why he did it. On down in the 5th verse, it says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Sound familiar? It repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. I hear that saying, we've heard the saying in the past, history repeats itself. We'll go to great lengths. I've heard before of subdivisions being built in places. They find maybe a bird, maybe a bug, that is becoming extinct and shut down construction for it. We'll go to great lengths doing that while the fear of God is being stamped out. I want to give you an example tonight of the change that's come about in our land. About 40 years ago, I was in the 3rd grade. Our teacher then told us that, I want you to bring your Bibles in. We're going to read them together. We did that, and came time to go home. She let us know bell's going to be ringing in just a little bit. I want you to get your things together, ready to leave. I did that. She walked up to me. What a change from then to now. She walked up to me and she, in the nicest way, said, don't ever put anything on top of the Bible. Said, the Bible stays on top of everything. Yeah. I had stacked up my books and had school books on top of it. That has stuck with me ever since. What a change. What's happened to prayer in schools today? Abortion. It's a woman's right. and yet you can serve time for killing a bird. We've gone a long ways. And I want to tell you something. As the world moves farther and farther from God, as a church, we've got to be careful. Because we will drift and feel that we're still a long ways from the world. I want to tell you tonight, this message is going to be lopsided. And the Lord wants it that way. God is love. He is so merciful. He has been so merciful to me in my life. But tonight I believe the Lord is saying, I want you to lay that aside. I want you to warn the people. Tonight I'd like for us to look in Ecclesiastes. Right at the last of the book. I believe we heard this verse last night. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. I believe it was put in that order for a reason. For me to be able to have to obey the commandments, I must have the fear of God on my heart. Tonight, I'll tell you I'm saved and sanctified. So this message must just be for sinners. Got a couple verses I'd like for you to look at. Warn the righteous that they sin not. Another one is, for the time has come. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. As the world loses that fear of God, there's a danger of me becoming casual about holy things. In the Old Testament, God demanded reverence about holy things. He put a price tag on it if you didn't do it. Tonight, for a little bit, I want us to get some snapshots of God. For this reason, we've come into a time where to many people, God is like a teddy bear. Hug Him when I want to, and toss Him in the corner when I want to. I want us to take a look at who God really is. Exodus 20. As we look at this chapter, He's just given them the Ten Commandments. There has been something happen just before this to where He said, I want you to bring the people up to the mountain. I've got something I want them to see. They saw that mountain smoking, quaking, and it brought a fear on their heart. Would to God we would have that fear tonight. I look at this in the 18th verse. All the people saw the thunderings, the lightnings, the noise of the trumpet, the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. I want to put some distance between what I'm seeing here. I'm afraid. Moses said unto them, in the 19th verse it says, And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we'll hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. That sounds like a fear to me. Moses said unto the people, Fear not. For God has come to prove you, and that His fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. That's what's going to keep a person from sin, is having the fear of God. We don't want to lose it. There was a time, and I had never really thought about this before until the last few weeks, that when the tabernacle, there was that most holy place that only the priest could enter. Anybody else go in, and there's death. Should he go in unprepared or too lightly, his life was gone. But I hadn't thought about this before. That tabernacle was moved around. It went from place to place. So somebody had to move the contents. Did God just say, get your moving van and throw it in and let's get going? He had a great care. A reverence was required. put a lot of care into the detail, and I'd like for us for a little bit to look at that. In Numbers, in the 4th chapter. Because I believe if we can take a picture of who God was, we say that He doesn't change. I believe He's requiring some things of me today. In the 4th chapter, and in the 5th and the 6th verse, God's given instruction for Moses of what to do. It says, "When the camp setteth forward, Aaron shall come and his sons, and they shall take down the covering of the veil and cover the ark of the testimony with it. First of all, take that veil and put it around the ark, and shall put thereon coverings of badger skins, and shall spread over it a cloth wholly of blue. Three coverings put on the ark before they were to move it." And we follow the other contents that were in the most holy place. It goes on down and tells us that they were all covered. What was the purpose of that? It was very serious. There was a group of the Levites. I'd never heard of them before. The Kohathites. One of Levi's sons, the family that descended from it. It was their job to carry the contents from one place to the other. And it was done many times as they moved. I look over in Numbers in the 4th chapter, in the 15th verse. It says, "When Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to step forward, after that the sons of Kohath shall come and bear it. But they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die." Be careful of the job you have. He's letting them know, "I'm serious about what I have here. I got it covered. You don't just carry it around through the camp having a show and tell. This is holy things. These are holy things." And on down, when it's time now for them to move it, I look here in the 19th and the 20th verse. "Thus do to them that they may live and not die when they approach the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint them every one to his service and to his burden." In other words, just the priests go in now and get these men lined up to carry these most holy things. And it says, "But they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die." You see the carefulness that God required? Step-by-step instruction. For time's sake, I don't want to go to this other, but I'd like to tell you about it. You remember when Eli's sons, they were going into battle. They said, "If we can take the ark, we'll win." Lost a reverence for holy things. It was taken. The Philistines now own the ark. Remember, they took it to the, set it up with my god Dagon. Come back the next day and Dagon's laying over. Set him back up, and the next day they come back and there's just a stump left. And then here comes sickness and death, and they realize something's going on. We don't even know about this God, but something's happening. So what was their solution? Move it to another city. They took it to that city, and here comes sickness and death along with that. So their solution was, "We're going to take it to the third city." Well, that third city had already been listening to the news, and they said, "Nuh-uh, don't bring it here. We don't want it." That's when they said, "Tell you what, we're going to put it on this new cart. We're going to send it back to Israel." When those people over in the land of Israel saw it, they were so happy. Beth Shemesh is the place where it was brought. They rejoiced to see it. But it said 50,000 people of God's chosen people died because they looked into the ark. Forgot about holy things. Got too casual with holy things. And it cost over 50,000 of them their lives. I'd like for us to remember we're still serving the same God tonight. There was, when that happened, they shut down everything. For 20 years, the ark was in one of the Levites' homes, kept it there, took care of it. But now David comes along with 30,000 men and says, "Now we're ready to bring the ark home." They loaded it on a cart. When if they would have checked, it said, "Don't do that. Put the staves in it and let the Levites carry it." Put it on the cart and start it out. And a man, maybe Uzzah, had such good intentions. Looked like it was going to spill. Looked like it was going to dump out on the ground. And he reached out and touched it. And when he did, he died. We're serving the same God tonight. I think about when God looked down at his son dying. I believe he remembers it tonight. I believe he's looking for some reverence to come back from us for that price that was paid. That veil that was rent, he demands some reverence. Just because he said, I want everyone to have an access to it, I need to have reverence. It says, grieve not the Spirit. Be real careful. Quench not the Spirit. I'd like for us to look at another verse. 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians 6:9. This can happen. The one that says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost in the 19th verse. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you? This temple that God required so much reverence from, it's my body now. I need to be very careful. And I think about how it's coming down to me. The Lord's been dealing with me where we said a while ago, judgment must begin at the house of God. He's been telling me, Dan, you need to have a more of a reverence and a fear for holy things. There's a verse that says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. I want to tell you, meeting time, when we have the reverence that we should, is a special opportunity for me to be able to meet the Creator of heaven. Sometimes I can take that so casual because I've done it all my life. It's available. I can find so many other things to do, and I'm not trying to do a straitjacket tonight. Yeah. Folks, tonight, I'd like for you to take this home and pray about it. Don't forget it, because I think it's going to be on the exam on the judgment day when we stand before God. So we may say, I can control it. Will your children, when you have taught them through their life that it's okay and they move out on their own, will they control it? There's another indicator. Movies. They're everywhere. Today you can't go to McDonald's to get a hamburger without having it right there for you to be able to rent them. You may say, I have more control that way. Will your children? Want to be very careful tonight. What is my level of the fear of God? There's another indicator, and it's music. What do you listen to? I want to tell you something. We don't have a committee of investigators that go around to check people's houses. That's up to the Lord. But I believe from time to time the Lord wants to warn us. Be careful. Don't lose the fear of God. I want to tell you, there's a danger in country music. How can it portray lifestyles that God hates? You won't walk away unburned. So maybe gospel rock. Every once in a while, I hear the name Jesus in it. Be careful. I ask you to go from here and seek the Lord for yourself. There's another indicator I want us to think about for a little bit. It's the internet. Folks, we need the fear of God to control this one. It's a great tool for business. There's times when I need help for something, and it's out there. I want to tell you something. You're just one click away from trouble. You need the fear of God when you're dealing with the internet. Another one I want to mention. MySpace. Facebook. It shows the level of the fear of God. And it says, my favorite movie is what? Young people, I want to beg you. Fear God. And I want to tell you, you've got some options. When you hear somebody warn you about what you've put on Facebook or MySpace, you have an option. One click. You're no longer my friend. I'll put it to where you can't view it. Folks, there's something we need to remember. Where it said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep His commandments. It's sitting, and the reason for that, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Folks, I want to tell you, it's not enough for me to have it in my back room. Saints don't know about it. Must be all right. We're going to face the same God that those Kohathites faced if they didn't have the reverence for Him that they needed. There's a price to pay. I want us tonight to remember eternity's ahead. What is the end result if I fail to fear God? I want us to go to Proverbs for just a little bit. First chapter. And then the 24th. We heard some of this last night. But I want to look at another part of it. This is the God of love. The God of all mercy. Saying this too. 23rd verse. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Those opportunities that the Spirit of the Lord came along to deal with me, and I passed them by because I didn't have the level of the fear of God that I should have had. Because I've called, you refused. I stretched out my hand, no man regarded. You've said it not all my counsel. You would none of my reproof. This 26th verse, I also will laugh at your calamity. Just the thought of the God of heaven, the one that created me, the one that allows me to have another breath, is laughing at my calamity. Tonight, saint and sinner, we need to fear God. I want to close now, and I want to do something a little different. Sometimes we do altar call songs over and over because we want to plead with people. Tonight, I believe the Spirit of the Lord has met with us. I want us to sing two songs. The first one is, have you counted the cost? There's a price to pay. It doesn't matter what I say I am. It doesn't matter that I say I'm saved and sanctified. There's a price to pay if I fail to fear God. I want to say something to the parents. It's possible that we can mess up and make it back. The cost may be our children. I want to tell you tonight, that's too costly. The other song is number 394, The Last Call. Thy conscience once so keen to feel that voice sent to reprove, no more is stirred by God's appeal to seek His pardoning love. The end result of losing the fear of God. Tonight I'd like for us to sing these two songs. Let's examine ourselves. Saved, sanctified, a sinner. We're going to all stand before God. We're going to all stand before the judgment seat of God. Pray for me.